David Klein, customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
I don't really have, well, it's probably v.haines.miller@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, your phone number. Your zip code, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Zip code or phone number?
Zip code. I do apologize. I made a mistake.
Okay, 43804.
All right, thank you. And your first and last name?
Vanessa Miller.
Thank you. And your address?
309 Maple Street, Baltic, Ohio.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a Daily Plate, which was an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
Well, this was actually a mistake because I was responding to an ad where it said I could try to win a mixer, like one of those big mixers, stand mixers, and it said it was just $2 for shipping. Well, all of a sudden, I went back to my account, and there's $59.99 taken out, and I didn't approve that, and it stems to you guys. It said, I called my bank and asked if it could be stopped, and they said that what it is when you sign up for that other thing, there's a little thing in there that says if you don't respond with, you know, in a certain time, they'll charge your account. Well, I did that this morning. I didn't know I was signing up for anything. I want my money back. I don't want it charged. You can keep the stand mixer or whatever it was that this was in compliance with, but that $59.99 belongs in my account. I didn't sign up for anything. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay.
So I am looking at the account here. Did you do like a survey for like Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
It wasn't really, it might have been a small survey, but it was for Walmart. But there was nothing in it about your program or whatever it is that you guys do. I didn't see anything in there. So all of a sudden, I see this $59.99 charge on my account. And it does not make me happy. I do not want that, and I want that put back, and I don't want that taken out of my account. I want it stopped.
Okay. Yeah, so
returned or whatever.
Yeah, so we would hate this as a customer. Now, what I can do is offer you to bring the monthly rate to $20 a month for you.
I don't want $20 a month. I want my money back.
Yes, yeah, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled. And also, as a courtesy, I've issued you a full refund of $59.98. It'll be back in your account within 7 to 10 business days.
Thank you. So you're not going to charge me anything more, right?
No, you will not receive any further charges, and I have your cancellation number.
Oh, you have my cancellation number? Okay, let me copy it down. All right.
It's still processing.
Okay. I'm sorry if I'm being such a crab. I know you're just on a call system, but this does not make me happy when I didn't sign up for something and I see a charge on there.
Yes, ma'am. So your cancellation number is C as in Charlie 192-7111.
All right. Okay. Cancellation number. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been most helpful.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope. It's not my problem.
All right. Well,
have a great weekend.
You too, ma'am. With AIM Client Customer Care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.